we've just baptized Ariane and Arthur. Does it matter? Does it matter whether they grow up as Christians, as followers of Jesus? Does it matter whether any of us do that? Or is being a Christian just a lifestyle choice like so many others? And it's not really here nor there. We had a Bible reading from the end of Matthew chapter 9, just to fill us in on a bit of the background. We've just had two amazing chapters. Matthew wants to show us Jesus' total authority. He could heal the sick, give sight to the blind, forgive our sins, and even raise the dead. Today's reading tells us that Matthew could have written chapter after chapter like this. He's recorded what Jesus did in the area around a town called Capernaum. But that was repeated across the whole county. And it didn't go unnoticed. Huge crowds flocked to him. Does it matter to Jesus that they do? How does all of that make him feel? Well, let's look together at this short Bible reading. And we see Jesus respond in two ways to these vast crowds. First, longing for people to follow him. Longing for people to follow him. Verse 36 says this: when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Vast crowds were drawn to Jesus. But that's not the same thing as actually following him. In the previous chapters, we've seen Jesus call people to follow him. He asks us to put him at the center of our lives. Jesus wants us to let his wishes, his agenda, take priority over everything else. He is to be our highest loyalty. The crowds may flock to him, but they don't follow him. Not like that. Not as number one in life. They are like sheep without a shepherd. That's an Old Testament picture. The people did not have a leader, no king. Or to be more exact, Jesus was the ruler that the Old Testament looked forward to. They weren't following him. They hadn't got him as their leader in life. So Jesus' heart goes out to them. The phrase in the reading, "he had compassion on them," is extremely emotionally charged. His heart went out for them. All over the country last week, there were disappointed candidates, people who were not elected as MPs, including some famous names. They put on a very brave face. Others couldn't quite hold back the tears of genuine disappointment, and I respect them for that. They're human. But it would be easy to think of Jesus as dispassionate. People don't choose to have him as their leader in life. They follow other agendas, other priorities, other role models, other figures. And Jesus just shrugs his shoulders and says, "That's okay. It's their choice. It's a democratic society. They can choose how to live their lives. Never mind." Other people might say, "No, Jesus isn't just cool and dispassionate like that. I think Jesus is probably egotistical. He's a bit like a sort of a dictator. He wants people to follow him because he wants to build his empire, grow his power base." The reality is quite different. Jesus cares deeply. He longs for people to follow him. And ultimately, that longing, that emotion, the fact that he cares, took him to the cross. The only way that people like us could follow him is if we are forgiven. And the only way we can be forgiven is if Jesus died in our place. And so he did. In fact, as he does so, the picture of the shepherd comes back into Matthew's gospel. The shepherd who dies to save his sheep. That's how deeply he cares that we follow him. I don't know how you would see yourself relating to Jesus this morning. Perhaps you're here looking in from the outside. Most weeks we have people who would put themselves in that category. Happy to be here, but not yet following Jesus for yourself. And if so, you are most welcome here. You get to see in this Bible reading just how Jesus feels about you. More than anything, he would love for you to follow him, to put him first in life. His heart longs for that. Many of us here are Christians. We see now that we are Christian because Jesus wanted us to be with him so badly, so much that he died to make it possible. As we look ahead to the rest of Arthur and Ariane's lives, we doubtless have many ambitions for them. Good education, good job, family of their own. More than anything else, Jesus longs for them to be his followers and to remain so for the rest of their lives, putting him above all else. Jesus longing for people to follow him. Before we leave this first point, there's one other implication of Jesus longing that people follow him. Jesus wants his followers to share his heart. Kemsing is a village of 5,000 people. How many would you say are here this morning? 80, perhaps. Even if you add all those people who go to other churches in the area, I doubt it's more than 300. So what about the other 4,700 people? Now here's the question. How much does that bother you? Deep down, at an emotional level. Not at a cool analytical level, well I suppose the statistics aren't great. No, emotionally, how much does it bother you that there are 300 people going to churches out of a village of 5,000. It bothers Jesus. He cares deeply. And the question is, do we? If you watched this last week, people from the area were swarming to polling stations on Thursday. Just there was a constant stream of people walking up West End through the village to the hall. Every time I was on West End, there were people walking both ways, far more than normal. People swarming to vote. Do you find yourself wishing that they would swarm into Jesus' kingdom in even greater numbers? Vast crowds were interested in Jesus. He taught well. He healed their sick. And similarly, great crowds pour into this church building every Christmas and every Easter. Does that leave you feeling stirred up inside, yearning that they would come to Jesus as his followers and his subjects, and not just come to church on big occasions? That is how Jesus feels when he sees these things. Lots of Christians find it really hard to share their faith with their friends, their neighbours, and their family. I do. And many others do. Of course we do. Because for some of us, the issue lies right here. We won't have any interest in sharing our faith until we let how Jesus feels when it comes to those who don't yet know and follow him. Until we feel that for ourselves. And we won't know how he feels about other people until we've truly grasped how he feels about us. More than anything, he longs for us to follow him. Longing for people to follow him. That's Jesus' first response to the crowds. The second is this. Praying for people to talk about him. Praying for people to talk about him. Verse 37. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Jesus changes picture. He is now growing crops, not farming livestock. Instead of talking about a shepherd and his sheep, he's talking about the farm workers and their harvest. It's a picture we get elsewhere in Jesus' teaching. The farmer needs to gather the ripe crops into the barn out of the rain. The crowds in front of Jesus are like those crops. They need gathering in to Jesus' kingdom. There's a man in charge of the harvest operation, the Lord of the harvest, the foreman, the farm owner, if you like. And that's God the Father, although, as we've seen, Jesus himself takes a great deal of interest in this. And the man in charge needs workers. Lots of them. People to go out and tell the crowds all about Jesus. So what does Jesus do? Does he tell people to go out and tell others about him? Not here. He tells them to pray. Verse 38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. We need more workers. So ask God to raise up people who can talk about him. Not that this prevents us being the answer to our own prayers, of course. In chapter 10, Jesus will send his closest 12 followers out in pairs. Having been told to pray, they get told to go. But the very first thing we do is pray. We start to share Jesus' heart. There are vast numbers of people who don't yet know Jesus personally. And we long for them to come and follow him. And the very first thing we do is ask God for more workers. Longing for people to follow him. Praying for people to talk about him. More than anything, Jesus wants people to know and follow him. More than anything, he wants you to know and to follow him. Maybe that's a new thought for you. He would love each person here to follow him with a passion you cannot begin to imagine. And if you're here as a Christian this morning, will you join with me in praying two prayers every day this week? They're not long, and I'm going to pray them daily this week, and I'd love it if you would do the same as well. Here's the first. Dear Lord Jesus, please help me share your heart. Please give me the same love that you have for those who don't yet know you. Here's the second. Dear Lord Jesus, there aren't enough of us to tell so many people about you. I promise to do what I can. Please would you raise up more workers to reach your harvest field in Kemsing. Amen.